A wealthy woman and her husband, living in the town of Shunem, used to invite Elisha the prophet for a meal whenever he came that way. One day she decided to build a little room on the flat roof of their house where Elisha could stay whenever he came to them. The prophet accepted this gracious hospitality and wondered what he could do in return. One day, when he was in his room, he said to his servant Gehazi, "Go, call the Shunammite." The woman came and stood before him, and Elisha said, "You have gone to all this trouble for us. Now what can we do for you? Can we speak on your behalf to the king or the commander of the army?" "I have a home among my own people," she replied. "I need nothing." When she had gone, Elisha asked his servant, "What can we do for her?" Gehazi replied, "Well, she has no son and her husband is old." The prophet again sent for the woman, and as she stood in the doorway, he said to her, "About this time next year, you will hold a son in your arms." "Oh no, my lord," she replied, "do not mislead your servant, O man of God." The word of the Lord spoken by Elisha was accomplished, and the following year, about that same time, she gave birth to a son. The child grew, and one day he went out with his father to the reapers. As he watched the harvesters working in the fields, he felt ill and said to his father, "My head, my head." His father told a servant to carry him to his mother. The boy sat on his mother's lap until noon, and then he died. She went up to Elisha's room, laid her son on the prophet's bed, then shut the door and went out. She called her husband and said, "Please send me one of the servants with a donkey, so that I can go at once to the man of God and then return." "Why go to him today?" he asked. "It's not the Sabbath or a feast day." "All is well," she replied. She had the donkey saddled and said to her servant, "Lead on. Don't slow down for me unless I tell you." So she set out to go to the man of God at Mount Carmel, some distance away. The prophet saw her when she was still quite far away and said to his servant, "Look, there's the Shunammite. Run to meet her and ask, 'Is all well with you and your husband and your child?'" Gehazi ran to her, but all she said was, "All is well." When she reached Elisha, she fell to the ground and took hold of his feet. Gehazi came over to push her away, but the prophet said, "Leave her alone. She is in bitter distress, but the Lord has hidden it from me and has not told me why." "Did I ask you for a son, my lord?" she said. "Didn't I tell you, don't raise my hopes?" Elisha said to his servant, "Tuck your cloak into your belt, take my staff in your hand, and run. Greet no one on the way. Lay my staff on the boy's face." But the child's mother said, "As surely as the Lord lives, I will not leave you." So Elisha got up and followed her. Gehazi went on ahead and laid the staff on the boy's face, but there was no sound or response. He went back to meet Elisha and said, "The boy has not awakened." When the prophet reached the house, there was the boy lying dead on his couch. He went in, shut the door on the two of them, and prayed to the Lord. Then he got on the bed and lay upon the boy, mouth to mouth, eyes to eyes, hands to hands. As he stretched himself out upon him, the boy's body grew warm. Elisha rose and walked back and forth in the room, and then got onto the bed and stretched out once more. The boy sneezed 7 times and opened his eyes. Elisha summoned his servant and told him to call the Shunammite. When she came, he said, "Take your son." She fell at his feet and bowed to the ground. Then she took her son and went out. Next episode, 3 other miracles accomplished by Elisha.